This is a consultation note for Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Lucas, L-U-C-A-S, April 15, 42. Address is selected to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A, 826-835. Dear Mr. Flegel, a consultation for Mr. Lucas, who has hypertension, low potassium, with preserved kidney function. This is an in-person visit in the company of wife and daughter. He has documented low potassium at least 2013, high blood pressure about the same time or longer. Blood pressure at home in the 130s to 150s. He is a heavy smoker that just discontinued 5 months ago. Since then has gained few pounds. He's beginning to do a more restricted diet, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, there has been no diarrhea, bleeding, he's hard of hearing, has prostate cancer with frequency nocturia, sometimes as high as 6 times a night, however denies incontinence or bleeding, denies denies infection, cloudiness or blood, there has been recent kidney stone without obstruction. Follow locally with Dr. Liu, L-I-U, although his prostate doctor is located in Saginaw, has not received any specific treatment. They did not have any surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation treatment. Denies claudication symptoms, mobility restricted from osteoarthritis of the knee, and he was taking a leave that was discontinued. No gross claudication symptoms, no gross edema. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, minor cough without purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen inhalers, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND, no gross skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no falling episode. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, a smoker, although no formal diagnosis of COPD, no hemoptysis, prostate cancer as indicated above, at the time of a motorcycle accident 34 years back, developed a left-sided event thrombosis without recurrence. He has the low potassium at least since 2013, although minor workup was negative at that time. Denies diabetes. No recurrence of DVT, no pulmonary embolism, no heart abnormalities at all. Does have a small abdominal aortic aneurysm, no TIS or stroke, no peripheral vascular disease, no carotid artery problems, incidental kidney stone at the time of evaluation of back pain, has a spinal degenerative disease, followed with neurosurgeon, no liver disease, no blood transfusion, no hepatitis, prior angiogram, kidney arteries, two in each side without obstruction. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral cataracts, appendix, tonsils, adenoids, umbilical hernia with a mesh, foreign body removed from the right plantar area. Never had an EGD colonoscopy. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, started smoking in his middle 30s, 1-2 packs per day, discontinued just 5 months ago. Moderate amount of alcohol in his 20s and 30s, no present ingestion. Next paragraph, present medications include Norvas, Atenolol, Vitamin D, Flonase, Lisinopril, multivitamins, just discontinue Aleve, takes Omega, Crestor, Sopalmetto, and supplement Turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Next paragraph on physical exam. His weight is 224. overweight, 74 inches tall, hard of hearing, normal speech, bilateral lens implant, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, lungs are distant but clear, no Ralwis's consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, isolated premature beats, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, liver spleen not enlarged, no pulsatile areas, no gross abdominal bruise or femoral bruise, no peripheral edema, he has bilateral hallux, H-A-L-L-U-X, valgus, V as in Victor, A-L-G-U-S. Pulses are palpable, no gross capillary refill abnormalities. Blood pressure was 174 over 84 on the right, 150, 78 on the left. No gross enlargement on lymph nodes, and no focal deficits. Next paragraph, going back in time, 2013, already documented low potassium that has been in the range of 3.4, 3.5. Normal kidney function, for the most part, normal sodium, calcium, albumin. Recent normal liver function test, normal lipase. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Catecholamine testing were normal in August 2018. Aldosterone not elevated, renin in the low side. I do not know what medications he was taking at that time or Valium status. Interesting that cortisol was decreased, as well as dehydroepiandrosterone. Urine shows negative to 1 plus of protein. Recent blood, probably from the kidney stones. A CT scan lumbar spine, this is done in January. There is osteopenia, multiple osteoarthritic changes, lumbar spine, severe narrowing at the level of L5-S1 on the neural foramen. Incidental gallbladder stone, infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm 3.6. At that time, right-sided adrenal nodule adenoma, 8 millimeter stone on the right side without obstruction. CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast, no pulmonary embolism. Renal arteries were open. Coronary artery calcifications, emphysema, bilateral adrenal adenomas, enlargement of the prostate, kidney ultrasound, 10 centimeters right, 12 on the left, no obstruction, single stone on the right side, enlargement of the prostate, there is no echocardiogram. Way back in 2017, CT scan angiogram. No renal artery stenosis. There were cysts on the liver. the adenoma on the right-sided adrenal gland. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic hyponatremia associated to hypertension, long-standing, at least 2013, with preserved kidney function, no evidence for renal artery stenosis in multiple times with a CT scan angiogram, does have adrenal masses, is going to have endocrinology workup on the next month. I'm going to document renal wasting of potassium. We will check urine sample for potassium. We will recheck aldosterone renin, R-E-N-I-N, levels. I'm not changing the lisinopril. A positive number will be significantly positive. Might consider adding for blood pressure and control of low potassium, aldosterone. Next number, emphysema from heavy smoking, recently discontinued. Next number, bilateral adrenal adenomas, workup to be done in the near future. Next number, infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm, followed by vascular surgeon. Next number, degenerative lumbar spine, sciatic on the left side, followed by neurosurgeon. Next number, kidney stone without obstruction. Next number, prostate cancer, followed by urology at Saginaw. Next paragraph, comments requesting patient to discontinue anti-inflammatory agents. We will decide it for spironolactone for blood pressure and low potassium treatment. This is a chronic problem, so I have no immediate need to correct it. Endocrinology might want to do a 24-hour urine collection for cortisol, metabolites, and aldosterone. Aldactone, of course, will interfere with this testing, although potentially might resolve the problem with potassium and blood pressure. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and family members. We'll follow with you, enter dictation.